This is the Radio Realtors.
I sold the house.
This is a home.
This is a place to live.
This is a place to live.
Northern California's longest running show on real estate.
Real estate is not just buying and selling houses.
What are you, some kind of real estate agent? Real estate agent?
I love real estate.
I love real estate.
Ever since I laid eyes on that house, I wanted it.
The Radio Realtors.
I love every second of it.
Now, here's your host, Robert Lewis and Frank Crandall.
Let's go and sell some homes.
There goes a neighbor.
Welcome to the Radio Realtors, Northern California's number one real estate radio show, broadcasting to you from the Radio Realtors RWA Certified Home Buyer Studio. My name is Robert Lewis, your real estate professor.
And I'm Frank Crandall, your consigliere of real estate. And don't forget, the Radio Realtors can be heard on your radio or live streaming four times a weekend on AM 1380, The Answer, and Money 105.5 FM.
And both the stations also have apps, so you can literally take the Radio Realtors every single place that you go.
And we also want to remind everyone that you can listen to the Radio Realtors anytime on our podcast as well.
That's right, Frank. And all they have to do is search for the Radio Realtors with Robert Lewis and Frank Crandall. And you can find us on various podcast platforms, including iTunes, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Amazon, TuneIn, and on your Alexa.
And as we always say, the Radio Realtors are not just radio talk show hosts that talk about real estate, but we're very active realtors that help our listeners and clients just like you every day.
And we're standing by our slogan, real value, real people, real results. And we want to help you buy your next home or sell your home. So give us a call on our hotline number at 916-269-3337. That's 916-269-3337.
Or go to theradiorealtors.com. That's theradiorealtors.com.
And you're in the perfect place if you're a potential home buyer, because we can help you get into your next home in as little as 10 days with the Radio Realtors RWA Certified Home Buyer Program.
And if you're a potential home seller and thinking about listing your home for sale, we have the best home sale strategy here at the Radio Realtors.
That's right, Frank. And we can sell your home quickly and for every penny that it's worth with no showings. The Radio Realtors, we do that for you with our quick sale 30-day listing with no showing strategy. And that strategy includes professional HD photographs of your home, a video tour of your home, and a 3D virtual tour and home staging if you need it.
So why not find out how you can sell your home right now safely, effectively, and quickly with no showings? Call us right now at 916-269-3337. That's 916-269-3337.
Or online at theradiorealtors.com. That is theradiorealtors.com. And we're going to be covering some great topics for you today, including number one, 12 questions that every first-time home buyer should ask.
Number two, the Radio Realtors' 5 quick tips for avoiding bad neighbors.
That's going to be a good one.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. And then number three, 7 easy ideas to COVID-19 proof your home.
And we're also going to share a few brand new listings that you'll want to see this weekend or this coming week.
So you can contact us anytime by calling us or texting us on the Radio Realtors hotline. Our hotline number is 916-269-3337. That is 916-269-3337.
So reach out to us right now at 916-269-3337. That's 916-269-3337.
And as we told you last week, if you call and we do not answer, don't fret. Leave a message and we'll get right back to you. But a lot of times our hotline number is blowing up, especially during the show.
No fretting.
That's right. No fretting. So yep. Also, you can see us online at theradiorealtors.com, and that is theradiorealtors.com. So like any big project, Frank, a successful home buying experience is all about getting the details right from start to finish. And after all, buying a home, especially for the first time, it might be the single biggest investment you've ever made.
For this reason, it's very important, Rob, that potential first-time home buyers purchase the right home for their needs, their budget, and life circumstances.
That's true, Frank. Otherwise, first-time buyers could end up in a financial commitment that they can't get out of easily. So to ensure that you make the best possible decision, the Radio Realtors are serving up to you today 12 questions that every first-time home buyer should ask before purchasing a home or a new home.
Okay, so let's get right to it. The number one first-time home buyer question to ask is, how much house can I really afford?
Yeah, sure, the bank or your lender might be willing to approve you for a large mortgage, but can you really afford it comfortably? And before house hunting, we recommend taking a good look at your overall income, current debt, and your monthly expenses as well.
According to NerdWallet, home buyers should use 28% to 36% rule, which states that you shouldn't spend more than 28% of your gross monthly income on home-related costs and 36% on total debts.
Yeah, that is a great website, NerdWallet, and that's a good rule to follow. So an example, to calculate how much 28% of your income is, simply multiply 28 by your monthly income. If your income, let's say monthly, is $6,000, then multiply that by 28. 6,000 times 28, the math on there is $168,000. I didn't do that in my head. And then you divide that total by 100. So 168,000 divided by 100 is 1680. So based on this example, you could easily afford a purchase of a home that is valued at approximately $320,000.
Wow, Rob, I am really impressed.
Yeah,
with that.
Well, thanks. You know, I did some prep.
I know you did. And depending on where you live, your annual income could be more than enough to cover a mortgage, or it could fall short.
Yeah, but knowing what you can afford can help you take financially sound next steps. And the last thing you want to do is jump into a 30-year home loan that's too expensive for your budget, even if you can find a lender willing to write the mortgage.
Home buyers should also consider their long-term financial goals. For instance, how much money do you need to save each month for retirement, education, life insurance, and other things?
Right. The number two first-time home buyer question to ask is, what type of mortgage should I get? Now, if you need to take out a home loan in order to purchase a house, you need to carefully consider the type of mortgage you need. One of the first things that Frank and I do for you is pair you up with one of our PMLs or preferred mortgage lenders.
And Rob, there are different types of mortgages for first-time home buyers to consider, including a conventional mortgage, government-backed mortgages like FHA and VA, and down payment assistance mortgages.
That's right, Frank. And during this process, once we have potential home buyers into RWA, that's Ready, Willing, and Able certified home buyer status, buyers want to keep in mind that the location of the home, the length of time that they plan to stay, and competition from other buyers are really all important factors that they need to consider.
To get into the Radio Realtors RWA certified home buyer status, simply give us a call on the Radio Realtors hotline at 916-269-3337. That's 916-269-3337.
Or online at theradiorealtors.com. That's theradiorealtors.com.
The number three first-time home buyer question to ask is, do I have good credit?
Yeah, without a reasonable credit score, you may not qualify for a home loan. And so in order to secure a mortgage, most banks require a fairly strong FICO credit score. And this high credit score proves that you have a history of paying off your debts and you are a responsible borrower.
And those home buyers with higher credit scores are usually able to put less money down on a down payment as well. And they can also obtain lower interest rates as well.
And so it's really, really important for us to be able to help you with that. Make sure that your credit score is looking good. And if there's anything that needs to be enhanced on your credit, sometimes we work with people and they need to have some credit enhancement. And it doesn't take very long to do that. Our preferred mortgage lenders are there for you. We are actually going to break, and we're going to give you our audio open house number one. We're calling this one Lovely in Linda, and this is an amazing home that just hit the market yesterday. This is a 3-bedroom, 2-bathroom, nearly 1,600 square foot owned solar home at Montrose at Edgewater in Linda. And Linda is a great community next to Marysville. Lovely in Linda was built in 2013 and boasts Sonora bamboo floors, Baltic black granite countertops, designer paint, abundant cabinets, and a spacious dining area. The living room is great size for family gatherings or quiet evenings at home. The backyard has a lush green lawn, a dog run, and room for social distancing barbecues. The home is a roomy master suite, dedicated laundry room. The curb appeal on this home is amazing, with many plants, trees, and shrubs hand-picked by the sellers. And this home is one of the Radio Realtors quick sale listings with virtual showings only. If you're interested, we can send the HD photos, video, and 3D virtual tour straight to you. And after you review the media, you can submit an offer subject to inspection. We're going to take the highest acceptable offer next Friday, which for this listing are curb offers only. So you can drive by and take a look at the home. If your offer is accepted, you're going to receive a fully executed residential purchase agreement, and then you can preview the home during your home inspection. Lovely and Linda is priced at, get this, $340,000. For more information, text the word lovely to 916-269-3337. That's lovely to 916-269-3337, and we'll be back after this. Hey, this is Robert Lewis with the Radio Realtors, and if you've been thinking that right now may be the best time to buy a home or refinance, we recommend Jeff Compton from Guild Mortgage. Even with COVID-19, the mortgage process with Jeff can be stress-free and fast. He can have you pre-approved in minutes and still close your loan within 2 to 3 weeks. Call Jeff right now at 916-765-2900. That's 916-765-2900. Online at jeffcompton.com. That's jeffcompton.com. NMLS number 298997. Buying and selling a home can be stressful, but Golden State Home Inspections can reduce your stress by providing expert home inspections. If you're buying a home, Golden State will inspect it and give you a comprehensive report that shows current and future problems. If you're selling a home, Golden State can reveal anything that might get in the way of an easy transaction. And in light of COVID-19, Golden State Home Inspections is now offering virus disinfecting services for their clients. By using a combination of HEPA filtration with built-in germicidal and virus UV lighting, Golden State cleans your home's air and its surfaces with sanitation wipes, handheld UV lights, and disinfecting fog. So whether you're buying or selling a home, or you just want your current home to be healthy and sanitized, think of Golden State Inspections, the number one home inspection service in the Sacramento and San Francisco Bay Area. Find them online at GoldenStateHomeInspections.com. GoldenStateHomeInspections.com.
Hi, this is Frank Crandall from the Radio Realtors. Nothing says home like a nice fire in your fireplace. And really, the best time to have your chimney serviced is in the summer. At the Radio Realtors, we only work with and refer the best. And that's why we recommend Chim Chimney Professional Fireplace and Home Services. Chim Chimney can fix any problem with your chimney, from cracks to cleaning or critters to chimney caps. Chim Chimney does it all. And Chim Chimney provides other home services too, like dryer vent cleaning, pressure washing, rain gutter cleaning, tree trimming, and junk removal. Chim Chimney offers discounts to military, first responders, and senior citizens. Make your house a home again. Call Chim Chimney at 916-247-6579 or find them online at thechimchimney.com. That's thechimchimney.com. Chim Chimney, the professional choice.
This is the Radio Realtors.
I sold the house.
This is a home. This is a place to live. This is a place to live.
Northern California's longest running show on real estate.
Real estate is not just buying and selling houses.
What are you, some kind of real estate agent? Real estate agent?
I love real estate.
I love real estate.
Ever since I laid eyes on that house, I wanted it.
The Radio Realtors.
I love every second.
Now, here's your host, Robert Lewis and Frank Crandall.
Let's go and sell some homes.
Welcome back to the Radio Realtors, Northern California's number one real estate radio show. I'm Robert Lewis.
And I'm Frank Crandall.
And we're coming to you from the Radio Realtors RWA Certified Home Buyer Studio. And if you would like to be a certified home buyer, because certified home buyer is way better than being pre-qualified, give us a call right now, 916-269-3337. That is 916-269-3337. We're covering the 12 questions that every first-time home buyer should ask. And the first one was, how much house can I really afford? Well, what we try to do is put you together and pair you up with one of our preferred mortgage lenders so you can find out exactly. And also, you can come back and listen to the podcast and you can hear about the 28% by 36% rule. And it's a really good indicator of how much home that you can afford and how you can do it comfortably. Number two is, what type of mortgage should I get? And there are so many different options, Frank. I mean, this is another good reason why you want to contact the Radio Realtors, because we can pair you up with that lender. Number three is, do I have good credit? And Frank, we were kind of talking at break about this, but you had kind of an epiphany that sounded pretty reasonable to me.
No, I don't know about that, but all I'm just saying is that there are so many people out there that don't know what their situation is, and they're afraid to call because they don't want to look at their past mistakes or things that have happened in the past that have caused either a bad credit or a bad credit score or anything like that. It does not cost you anything to make the phone call just to find out where you are. You got to know from where you start, whether good, bad, make the call, just find out, end the mystery.
Right. And I would say that it does cost you something, because if you don't call, there's a chance that you're going to be paying rent for a long time and when you could have purchased a home. So anyway.
Okay. I get it.
Okay. So we're going to go to the number four first time home buyer question. Oh, before I do that, let me give our number out again, because we want you to call. We want to help you, and it doesn't cost anything for you to do that. So the number is 916-269-3337. That's 916-269-3337. So the number four first-time home buyer question to ask is, what are the closing costs and moving costs involved in the sale? And you don't want to forget to consider the closing costs and moving costs involved in the sale of home. Most first-time home buyers only consider the cost of the home itself when they're house hunting.
That's true, Rob. They tend to forget that the actual cost of buying a home is expensive as well, not to mention the cost of moving to that home.
And average closing costs for a buyer run between about 2% and 5% of their loan amount. And that means on a $300,000 home purchase, you could pay from $6,000 to $15,000 in closing costs.
Yeah, Rob, the most cost-effective way to cover your closing costs is to pay them out of pocket as a one-time expense. You may also be able to finance them by folding them into the loan if the lender allows it, but then you'll pay interest on those costs through the life of the mortgage.
Yeah, and when buying a home, when we pair you up with one of our PMLs or preferred mortgage lenders, ask about down payment assistance programs, because there is free money grant programs as well as a silent second and third mortgages that you don't have to repay at all or don't have to repay until you refinance or sell the home.
Yep. Good point. Number five, the first time home buyer question to ask is, how much do utilities cost on a monthly basis?
Yeah, and while looking at a house, it is a great idea to ask us as your realtors to ask the seller about utility costs. For instance, how much does water, electricity, and gas cost for that house on a monthly basis?
And Rob, like one of our new listings, Lovely and Linda, for example, their average utility bill runs about $24 a month due to having a paid solar panel system.
Yeah, that's right, Frank. And Lovely and Linda is a 1,550 square foot home. But if the home is larger, then it will typically cost more to heat and cool. In addition, certain features such as swimming pools and hot tubs, those can raise the monthly water bill as well.
Right. So potential home buyers want to make sure that they can actually afford these utilities and include the average cost in their home-related cost.
That's right. Number six first-time home buyer question to ask is, how long do I plan to live in the home? And this is a great question, because if you plan to live in a home for just like maybe 3 to 5 years, then it probably doesn't make sense to splurge on a home at the top of your budget.
Short-term homes, such as starter homes, should also have good resale value, meaning they will sell easily in the future.
And if you plan to live in the home for longer or forever, then purchasing a home at the high end of your budget, it probably does make sense.
The number seven first-time home buyer question to ask is, what are the property taxes? As a first-time home buyer, or any-time home buyer for that matter, you want to find out about property taxes for a home before buying it.
And Frank, property taxes are a percentage of your home's worth, and these taxes typically pay for local schools, public transportation, roads, and infrastructure.
And Rob, property taxes vary depending on location. Some areas of the country have much higher property tax rates than others.
And home buyers who don't ask about property taxes could end up blindsided by a high bill. And for this reason, it is important to look into a home's property taxes before you purchase that home.
It sure does. The number eight first-time home buyer question to ask is, does the home have good resale value? This is one of the most important first-time home buyer questions to ask, especially if you plan to sell the home in the future.
So true, Frank. Home buyers should always consider a home's resale value prior to purchasing a house. And while it may seem kind of premature to think about selling a home before you even buy it, it's important to remember that a house is an investment. And in an ideal world, investments make money, not lose it.
That's why resale value should be an important consideration when house hunting. No, it shouldn't supersede your must-have requirements. If you demand 4 bedrooms, 2 bathrooms, and a nice-sized backyard, prioritize these things.
But you want to make sure you do your best to predict how the house you're buying and the neighborhood it's in will appeal to future buyers. Then the future you is going to be like a lot more happier and possibly wealthier.
And considering resale value also saves home buyers a lot of money, and they will not need to spend big on renovations or updates.
Yeah, and to assess a home's resale value, consider the price, nearby comps, which are comparable sales, the location, local schools are important, and the condition of the home. And if the home lacks resale value, then it's probably not a great investment for you.
The number 9 first-time home buyer question to ask is, how good is the location? When it comes to real estate, the most important factor in whether or not to buy a home is the things you will always hear. Location, location, location.
Yeah, Frank, red flags that should give home buyers pause here include, number 1, if the home is located near a highway or a loud area. Number 2, if the home is located near empty storefronts or a place where people and businesses are leaving. And number 3, if the home is in a bad school district.
Right, Rob. Purchasing a home that is located in a safe area with good schools, a close proximity to amenities, will help its resale value and your quality of life on a daily basis.
Right. The number 10 first-time home buyer question to ask is, what are the neighbors like? Now, oftentimes, buyers are so focused on the home itself that they forget about the next-door neighbors. And it's important to remember, though, that these neighbors have the potential to add or detract from your daily enjoyment. So be sure to consider who lives in the neighborhood before buying a house.
For instance, Rob, are home buyers looking to live in a community with lots of families and young kids, or would they prefer a neighborhood where most or all residents are older and retired?
That's right. Now, we have some tips for you, the Radio Realtors 5 quick tips for avoiding bad neighbors. But before we get to those, we're going to go to break and we're going to give you our audio open house number 2. We're calling this one Notable in Newcastle. And are privacy, security, and low maintenance acreage part of your wish list? Well, if so, this home could be your dream home. It's situated on 5.7 acres with only flat, usable land around the home to maintain. And this single-story, electronically iron-gated, rusted brick exterior, ranch-inspired property offers 3 bedrooms, 2 bathrooms, and nearly 1,800 square feet of living space. The intimate pool area has plenty of room to add a cabana and a bar for entertaining, making memories with friends and family. Now, once you're inside, you're going to love the new high-end Tuscan laminate, new paint and baseboards, lighting, toilets, gourmet kitchen with ample counter space, and loads of storage space and refurbished dark walnut cabinets ready for the new owner, which could be you, your personal touches. The living room showcases a fireplace with an insert, natural wood beams and paneling, just 5 minutes to Highway 80 with excellent schools in the area, a newer roof, HVAC, well pump, replastered pool, copper plumbing, and no water or sewer bills. That is a good deal. Priced at $609,000, you're going to love this home. If you'd like to see Notable in Newcastle, just text the word Notable to 916-269-3337. That's Notable to 916-269-3337. There are no showing restrictions on this one. So if you want to see it today, you can. Text the word Notable to 916-269-3337. That's Notable to 916-269-3337. And we'll be back after this. Hey, this is Robert Lewis with the Radio Realtors. And if you've been thinking that right now may be the best time to buy a home or refinance, we recommend Jeff Compton from Guild Mortgage. Even with COVID-19, the mortgage process with Jeff can be stress-free and fast. He can have you pre-approved in minutes and still close your loan within 2 to 3 weeks. Call Jeff right now at 916-765-2900. That's 916-765-2900. Online at jeffcompton.com. That's jeffcompton.com. NMLS number 298997. Are you willing to sell your home if you can get every penny that it's worth with no showings?
Due to COVID-19, you don't want dozens of people coming through your home.
But would you agree that your home is probably worth more right now than it could be over the next several months?
So why not sell your home for a high price while home values
are still at their peak.
A recent survey showed that a large percentage of home buyers are writing offers sight unseen.
People buy cars the same way.
And the radio realtors are target marketing realtors that have mastered the art of selling homes during the pandemic. We use photos, video, and radio to quickly sell your home with multiple offers.
This allows you to choose the best offer and get a high sales price too.
And this is working so well, we're confident that we only need a 30-day listing agreement. We'll likely have offers within 7 days with no showings.
The first step is a totally free phone consultation.
Call us anytime at 916-269-3337.
That's 916-269-3337.
916-269-3337.
Hi, this is Frank Crandall from the Radio Realtors. Nothing says home like a nice fire in your fireplace. And really, the best time to have your chimney serviced is in the summer. At the Radio Realtors, we only work with and refer the best. And that's why we recommend Chim Chimney Professional Fireplace and Home Services. Chim Chimney can fix any problem with your chimney, from cracks to cleaning or critters to chimney caps. Chim Chimney does it all. And Chim Chimney provides other home services too, like dryer vent cleaning, pressure washing, rain gutter cleaning, tree trimming, and junk removal. Chim Chimney offers discounts to military, first responders, and senior citizens. Make your house a home again. Call Chim Chimney at 916-247-6579 or find them online at thechimchimney.com. That's thechimchimney.com. Chim Chimney, the professional choice.
This is the Radio Realtors.
I sold a house.
This is a home. This is a place to live. This is a place to live.
Northern California's longest running show on real estate.
Real estate is not just buying and selling houses.
What are you, some kind of real estate agent? Real estate agent?
I love real estate.
I love real estate.
Ever since I laid eyes on that house, I wanted it.
The Radio Realtors.
I love every second.
Now, here's your host, Robert Lewis and Frank Crandall.
Let's go and sell some homes.
Welcome back to the Radio Realtors, Northern California's number one real estate radio show. I'm Robert Lewis.
And I'm Frank Crandall.
And we are coming to you from the Radio Realtors RWA Certified Home Buyer Studio. If you would like to be a Radio Realtors Certified Home Buyer, you could call us today on our hotline at 916-269-3337. That is 916-269-3337. We'll pair you up with one of our preferred mortgage lenders, and you could quite possibly be out looking at homes today or tomorrow at the very latest. We're talking to you about 12 questions that every first-time home buyer should ask, and we have gotten all the way to number 10, but the first one is, how much house can I really afford? Number 2 is, what type of mortgage should I get? Number 3 is, do I have good credit? Those three things, we can help you with our preferred mortgage lender, like almost instantly we can give you that information. Number 4 is, what are the closing costs and moving costs involved in the sale? Number 5 is, how much are the utilities? How much do those cost me on a monthly basis? Number 6 is, how long do I plan to live in a home? A great question to be asking yourself before you buy. Number 7 is, what are the property taxes? Number 8 is, does the home have good resale value? Number 9 is, how good is the location? Remember what they say, location, location, location. And the number 10 first-time home buyer question to ask is, what are the neighbors like? And you want to make sure that you find out about the community that you're buying in before you buy that house. And we've got the Radio Realtors 5 quick tips for avoiding bad neighbors.
Number 1, and we have talked about this before on several podcasts, spend time in the neighborhood before purchasing a home.
Number 2 is, check out Nextdoor.com's online network for the area. This site should keep you informed about events, crime, and other tidbits happening in the neighborhood.
Number 3, say hello and meet the neighbors when walking down the street.
Yeah, that's a great idea. Number 4 is, hire the Radio Realtors who know the area and can let you know about the advantages and the disadvantages of the neighborhood.
Number 5, look for the other for sale signs. If it appears as though half the street is looking to move away, you should ask yourself why before purchasing a home in the area.
Yeah, that's a great way to find out and avoid bad neighbors, those 5 tips.
The number 11 first-time home buyer question to ask is the house in good condition? So unless you're purchasing a fixer-upper with the intention of renovation, it's very important to consider the overall condition of the home and its systems.
And Rob, home buyers want to pay special attention to the bones of the house, not just the cosmetic features.
So true, Frank. The condition of the roof, the HVAC unit, electrical wiring, and plumbing systems are really important.
Also, home buyers want to make sure to check the disclosures to find out how old the major systems of the house are and when they were last replaced.
And finally, whatever you do, make sure you don't skip a home inspection when buying a house for the first time. It's going to cost you about $400 to $500, and you may want to think about a pest inspection if the seller has not done one, and that's going to run you around $125.
The number 12 first-time home buyer question to ask is, are there HOA fees? Is the home part of the community with a homeowners association? If so, you want to be sure to ask about the fees and services provided by the HOA.
Right, like does the HOA cover the landscaping, pool upkeep, and other maintenance services?
Yep. You want to know what exactly you're paying for when you pay to be part of the HOA.
That's right. So before you seek to get all the answers to all 12 of these first-time homebuyer questions, the most important thing that you can do is become a Radio Realtors RWA certified home buyer. And to do that, all you got to do is give us a call, 916-269-3337. That's 916-269-3337.
And once you have spoken to one of our preferred mortgage lenders or PMLs, we will provide you a letter that will serve as an acknowledgement that you have met all criteria required to become an RWA certified home buyer in the state of California.
And your certification is going to show that you have spoken with a qualified lender for a loan pre-approval and you are comfortable with those monthly payments discussed for your desired purchase price.
The certification will also show that you are working with certified agents to represent your best interest and that you've been educated on various types of acquisitions and opportunities.
Yeah, and the RWA certification is also going to show that you as a borrower are working with the Radio Realtors and that you understand all the required addendums and disclosures and disclaimers for all types of properties offered for sale in the state of California.
And as Radio Realtors RWA certified home buyer, you will be seen as a highly qualified and ready, willing, and able to purchase a home.
Yeah, so what are you waiting for? As a potential home buyer, becoming a Radio Realtors RWA certified home buyer doesn't cost you a thing. We work with you for free, and get this, you might be able to call us today and be in a home in less than 21 days.
So give us a call right now at 916-269-3337. That's 916-269-3337.
916-269-3337 or online at theradiorealtors.com. That is theradiorealtors.com. Now, Frank, as much as we all daydream about how we could go back in time when social distancing was this far out concept and that wearing masks were just something we wore with a Halloween costume, it's truly clear by now that we may be dealing with COVID-19 for a while.
And as one consequence of the coronavirus is that our unified concerns over sanitation remains at an all-time high.
And Frank, get this, a recent survey found that nearly 50% of Americans are longing to upgrade their bathrooms during COVID-19 and that almost 45% want to upgrade their kitchen. The kitchen and bathroom are obviously two rooms where a lot can be done for hygiene.
And fortunately, there are several small changes and upgrades that can change your home into a sanctuary and offer you peace of mind.
So we're going to give you the Radio Realtors ideas on how to enhance your home and reduce the transfer of germs during the era of COVID-19.
Easy idea number one to COVID-19 proof your home is install touchless faucets.
And Frank, this used to be a feature just for public restrooms or maybe at restaurants and stuff. But today, installing a touchless faucet is a simple and quick project that you can take up on your own.
Yeah, Rob, no handles or knobs means less surfaces to touch and less of a chance of cross-contamination happening after hand washing or handling messy foods.
And that's a good point, Frank, there about handling messy foods. During food prep, touchless faucets aren't just for the bathroom. You can install one in the kitchen or even a utility sink.
The easy idea number two to COVID-19 proof your home is switch to automatic soap dispensers.
Yeah, we've got one of these. And after you've upgraded to a new contact-free faucet, why not take your cleanliness to the next level? Since the best way to fight germs is hand washing, and homeowners may also want to think about putting in sensor-operated soap dispensers.
And Rob, like touchless faucets, touchless dispensers also help eliminate most surface contact when you're washing your hands.
Yeah, and you can opt for a sleek commercial-grade dispenser that requires some installation, or just even choose a battery-operated standalone model if you're just on a budget.
Easy idea number three to COVID-19-proof your home is upgrade to a bidet or touchless toilet.
Now, Frank, I haven't done this yet, but I've heard from clients that once you've tried a bidet, you never go back.
We don't have bidets either yet, Rob, but do you remember when there was a toilet paper shortage?
Yes, I do.
Well, if you install a bidet in your bathroom, you don't have to worry about toilet paper.
Yeah, that's what they say, Frank, and it does seem that toilets with a combined bidet functionality, I guess that's what you call it, have really become more popular because they use water jet cleaning and they're a hygienic substitute to toilet paper.
Rob, you can also buy a standalone bidet or a bidet toilet seat attachment that works with your current toilet. You can also purchase a smart toilet with or without a built-in bidet.
And Frank, nobody wants a dumb toilet, obviously, but many smart toilets also come fully equipped with digital controls, touchless flushing, and Bluetooth connectivity.
It's a brand new world.
That is crazy.
And don't forget about self-cleaning features to relieve you of your toilet scrubbing duties.
That is one of my chores at home right there. And some of those toilets, though, and bidets even have something that are kind of like special cleaning solutions like hydrophobic or hydrophilic glazes, advanced flushing technology, and custom designed rims.
Gosh, Rob, how did we ever live with just normal toilets?
I don't know. Hey, but before we get to easy idea number four to COVID-proof your home, we're going to go to break and we'll be back after this.
Robert Lewis here from the Radio Realtors, and you need to stop what you're doing and listen up for 60 seconds. Mortgage interest rates are in the twos right now, and this is the lowest they've ever been. And these rates won't last forever. If there ever was a time to be a home buyer or to refinance your current home, you need to do it now. We recommend Dave Hood from Nexa Mortgage, and if you have an FHA loan right now, Dave can lower your interest rate and maybe get rid of your mortgage insurance too and save you big money every month. If you have a VA loan, Dave loves to help fellow vets, and he can now refinance your VA loan with no appraisal and no verification of income. And Dave can close most mortgage purchases and refinances in 14 to 21 days. Call or text Dave at 916-548-8225. That's 916-548-8225. Or online at DaveHoodLoans.com. That's DaveHoodLoans.com. DaveHoodLoans.com. NMLS ID number 1660690. Equal housing lender.
Buying and selling a home can be stressful, but Golden State Home Inspections can reduce your stress by providing expert home inspections. If you're buying a home, Golden State will inspect it and give you a comprehensive report that shows current and future problems. If you're selling a home, Golden State can reveal anything that might get in the way of an easy transaction. And in light of COVID-19, Golden State Home Inspections is now offering virus disinfecting services for their clients by using a combination of HEPA filtration with built-in germicidal and virus UV lighting, Golden State cleans your home's air and its surfaces with sanitation wipes, handheld UV lights, and disinfecting fog. So whether you're buying or selling a home, or you just want your current home to be healthy and sanitized, think of Golden State Inspections, the number one home inspection service in the Sacramento and San Francisco Bay Area. Find them online at GoldenStateHomeInspections.com. GoldenStateHomeInspections.com.
Are you willing to sell your home if you can get every penny that it's worth with no showings?
Due to COVID-19, you don't want dozens of people coming through your home.
But would you agree that your home is probably worth more right now than it could be over the next several months?
So why not sell your home for a high price while home values are still at their peak?
A recent survey showed that a large percentage of home buyers are writing offers sight unseen.
People buy cars the same way.
And the Radio Realtors are target marketing realtors that have mastered the art of selling homes during the pandemic. We use photos, video, and radio to quickly sell your home with multiple offers.
This allows you to choose the best offer and get a high sales price too.
And this is working so well, we're confident that we only need a 30-day listing agreement. We'll likely have offers within 7 days with no showings.
The first step is a totally free phone consultation.
Call us anytime at 916-269-3337.
That's 916-269-3337.
916-269-3337.
This is the Radio Realtors.
I sold the house.
This is a home. This is a place to live.
is a place to live.
Northern California's longest running show on real estate.
Real estate is not just buying and selling houses.
What are you, some kind of real estate agent? Real estate agent?
I love real estate.
I love real estate.
Ever since I laid eyes on that house, I wanted it.
The Radio Realtors.
I love every second.
Now, here's your host, Robert Lewis and Frank Crandall.
Let's go and sell some homes.
There goes our neighborhood.
Welcome back to the Radio Realtors, Northern California's number one real estate radio show. I'm Robert Lewis.
And I'm Frank Crandall.
And we're coming to you from the Radio Realtors Certified Home Buyer Studio. If you'd like to be a certified home buyer and get into a home possibly within the next 21 days, we can help you do that. Just give us a call, 916-269-3337, 916-269-3337. And if you missed any of the show so far, well, we're kind of sad for you, but you know what? There's hope. You can go to our podcast. Just search wherever podcasts can be found, and you just got to search for the Radio Realtors with Robert Lewis and Frank Crandall, and you will find us. Now, we're talking about seven ideas to COVID-19 proof your home. We're coming down the home stretch of the show, but number one easy idea was install touchless faucets, a great option. Number two is switch to automatic soap dispensers, another just very easy way to COVID-19 proof your home. And then number three was upgrade to a bidet or a touchless toilet. And, you know, kind of the jury's out with me and Frank on that one because we don't have them, but we heard that you never go back once you have a bidet. What is easy idea number four, Frank?
Yeah, it's use smart lighting for touchless illumination.
Ooh, yeah, Frank, think of how often you touch the light switches around your house. Then think of how many germs could be lurking there.
Too many times to want to think about it. Even if you're a clean freak like both of us, one of the dirtiest surfaces in a home are light switches, with us homeowners having to touch them multiple times a day, every single day.
And changing over to smart lighting, that kind of system can help reduce the transmission of germs because you can control the lights through your smartphone. And with a smart system, you can control the lighting even when you're away.
And Rob, I think that this not only helps with home security, but also cuts down on energy costs as well. And that's always a good thing.
And you know, there's touchless lights even for toilets now. You can actually see it in the middle of the night. It's got some glowing mechanism on there. So
this is like Star Trek stuff.
It really is. You're going to have to beam yourself from the bedroom to the bathroom. So easy idea number five to COVID-19 proof your home is eliminate contact with smart door locks.
Rob, just like light switches, door locks can be a breeding ground for germs as people go in and out of the house.
Yep, digital keypads and smart door locks like the Google Nest Smart Lock with Nest Connect can help reduce human surface contact.
And their features often include keyless options, voice activation, and biometric identifiers like facial recognition.
Or even, Frank, retinal scan, and you kind of feel like James Bond going into your own home.
That's kind of cool.
That's right.
Easy idea number six to COVID-19 proof your home is take it outside year round with space heaters.
Yeah, in some parts of the country, outdoor hangouts have traditionally been limited to the summer months, but like here in Northern California, we're super fortunate weather wise.
Yeah, we sure are. And continuing to have some of our activities outside doesn't have to be out of reach, even on cooler days, and it can help minimize the risk of contracting COVID-19.
And the solution for this is super easy. Just pick up an outdoor patio heater for as little as $100. Heaters are great if you want to have your guests out on the patio, and they have them on sale at Costco a lot, and they sell like hotcakes.
Yeah, they sure do. Easy idea number seven to COVID-19 proof your home is try a sanitizing closet on for size.
Yeah, Frank, these days, it's not just the Roomba that helps make our houses stay clean.
That's true. From hands-free trash cans to refrigerators with sensors for touchless opening, technology is making it easier than ever to sanitize our houses.
And one device that has become super popular in recent months is sanitizing closets, which use ultraviolet light to sanitize garments.
Yeah, this kind of technology has been very popular with retail clothing stores to help minimize the spread of pathogens after people try on or return clothing. But it's now being purchased for home use.
Yeah, and you can even get help from robots to turn your mudroom or laundry room into a disinfection station where you and your family or your guests can thoroughly sanitize each time you re-enter the house.
Okay, Rob, so let's bring this topic home.
Okay, Frank. So I think whether you're just trying to COVID-19 proof your home
or your own home for your family's long-term health and enjoyment, or you're thinking about selling your home, the bottom line is most people are drawn to clean, bright, and put together homes.
And we're not saying that you need to implement all of these easy COVID-19 proof renovations, although we do have some people thinking out there.
That's right.
But installing even one or two can make a difference for home buyers and for you personally.
And you know, Frank, this topic really is a perfect pairing with the Radio Realtor's 30-day quick listing sales strategy with no showings.
I was wondering when you're going to get to that.
Of course.
We found that most of the potential home sellers we talk to obviously want to sell their homes for a maximum price, but due to the coronavirus, they don't really like the idea of dozens of people coming to their home for showings.
Yeah, but most potential home sellers are also realizing that their home is most likely worth more right now than it could be over the next several months or years. And there's a lot of different reasons for that, especially here in California.
Yeah, so if you're considering selling your home, why not do a quick sale without any showings? And why not sell for the high price while home values are still at their peak?
You know, and one question that we have been getting is, are people really submitting offers before they view the home
they are.
In person? And the answer is absolutely. I mean, it's totally the way it's working now. This is a new normal.
And for our clients, one of our strategies that we use is the Radio Realtors. In this 30-day quick sale listings with no showings, we use photos, virtual tours, videos, and radio, no showings, to quickly sell a home with multiple offers.
So what this does, though, is it allows you to choose the best offer with the best terms, the most flexible dates, so you can make your move and, of course, secure a high sales price as well.
This is working so well, and we are so confident we can sell your home at full price that we only need a 30 to 45 day listing agreement. We'll likely have offers within 7 days with no showings.
Yeah, and so the first step for you to do is get some basic information on how we can make this work for you. We do a totally free phone consultation so that you can explore this option. And one of these listings that we're going to end the show with here is exactly what this is. It's a 30-day quick sale listing with no showing strategy. Give us a call, 916-269-3337. That's 916-269-3337. And during the break, we got a text from one of our listeners. Her name is Bridget. She lives in Rancho Cordova, and she said she's interested in Lovely and Lindo, which was our first audio open house. And this is one of those 30-day quick sale listings with no showings. So I'm going to give you this information one more time. This is an amazing home that just hit the market yesterday. It's a 3-bedroom, 2-bathroom, nearly 1,600 square foot owned solar home at Montrose at Edgewater and Linda. And this is a great community right next door to Marysville. Lovely and Linda was built in 2013. It boasts Sonora bamboo floors, Baltic black granite countertops, designer paint, abundant cabinets, and a spacious dining room. The living room is a great size for family gatherings or quiet evenings at home. The backyard has a lush green lawn, a dog run, and room for social distancing barbecues. And this home has a roomy master suite, dedicated laundry room. The curb appeal on this home is amazing, with many plants, trees, and shrubs that were hand-picked by the sellers. And this home is one of the Radio Realtors quick sale listings with virtual showings only. If you're interested, we can send you the HD photos, video, and 3D virtual tour. After you review the media, you may submit an offer subject to inspection. We're going to take the highest acceptable offer next Friday, which for this listing are curb offers only. So you can drive by the home, you can see all the media, and if your offer is accepted, you're going to receive a fully executed residential purchase agreement, and then you can preview the home during the home inspection. Lovely and Linda is priced affordably at $340,000. For more information, text the word LOVELY to 916-269-3337. That's 916-269-3337. Text that word LOVELY to 916-269-3337. And that is all the time we have for this week, Frank.
Make it a great week, everybody.
Robert Lewis here from the Radio Realtors, and you need to stop what you're doing and listen up for 60 seconds. Mortgage interest rates are in the twos right now, and this is the lowest they've ever been. And these rates won't last forever. If there ever was a time to be a home buyer or to refinance your current home, you need to do it now. We recommend Dave Hood from Nexa Mortgage, and if you have an FHA FHA loan right now, Dave can lower your interest rate and maybe get rid of your mortgage insurance too and save you big money every month. If you have a VA loan, Dave loves to help fellow vets, and he can now refinance your VA loan with no appraisal and no verification of income. And Dave can close most mortgage purchases and refinances in 14 to 21 days. Call or text Dave at 916-548-8225. That's 916-548-8225. Or online at DaveHoodLoans.com. That's DaveHoodLoans.com. DaveHoodLoans.com. NMLS ID number 1660690. Equal housing lender. Are you willing to sell your home if you can get every penny that it's worth with no showings?
Due to COVID-19, you don't want dozens of people coming through your home.
But would you agree that your home is probably worth more right now than it could be over the next several months?
So why not sell your home for a high price while home values are still at their peak?
A recent survey showed that a large percentage of home buyers are writing offers sight unseen.
People buy cars the same way.
And the Radio Realtors are target marketing realtors that have mastered the art of selling homes during the pandemic. We use photos, video, and radio to quickly sell your home with multiple offers.
This allows you to choose the best offer and get a high sales price too.
And this is working so well, we're confident that we only need a 30-day listing agreement. We'll likely have offers within 7 days with no showings.
The first step is a totally free phone consultation.
Call us anytime at 916-269-3337.
That's 916-269-3337.
916-269-3337. If you're in real estate, we don't have to tell you that being an agent isn't always glamorous. Let's be honest. The life of a realtor can be tough physically, emotionally, and most of all, financially. What if there was a way to take control of your life and career without paying thousands of dollars to do so? What if there was a way to put together a rewarding retirement plan that most agents only dream about? At the Radio Realtors, one of our goals is helping other realtors create greater personal wealth by utilizing recent advances in technology. Let's get together for coffee and discuss how you can be part of history, like the Amazon or Netflix of real estate. Find out how we are making real estate fun again and profitable through multiple streams of income. There's a saying, if you want to leave your footprints on the sands of time, don't drag your feet. Whether you want to be a realtor, you have a few years in, or you're a veteran, don't drag your feet. Call us today, Robert and Frank at the Radio Realtors, 916-269-3337. That's 916-269-3337.
Robert Lewis here from the Radio Realtors, and you need to stop what you're doing and listen up for 60 seconds. Mortgage interest rates are in the twos right now, and this is the lowest they've ever been. And these rates won't last forever. If there ever was a time to be a home buyer or to refinance your current home, you need to do it now. We recommend Dave Hood from Nexa Mortgage. And if you have an FHA loan right now, Dave can lower your interest rate and maybe get rid of your mortgage insurance too and save you big money every month. If you have a VA loan, Dave loves to help fellow vets, and he can now refinance your VA loan with no appraisal and no verification of income. And Dave can close most mortgage purchases and refinances in 14 to 21 days. Call or text Dave at 916-548-8225. That's 916-548-8225. Or online at DaveHoodLoans.com. That's DaveHoodLoans.com. DaveHoodLoans.com. NMLS ID number 1660690. Equal housing lender.